And we have Dr. Patrick Weiss-Jackson, Associate Professor of Geology and Curator of the Geological Museum at Trinity College. And we have a very, very important topic concerning Connemara. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Hey, good morning. Delighted to be with you.
Great to have you. We all know, of course, here in Connemara that our Connemara marble is absolutely beautiful, and we have a little marble quarry not too far from us here at the radio station. But, of course, Connemara marble is recognised worldwide, isn't it?
It is. It's an iconic Irish stone, and I guess because it's green, it has been widely used as well across the globe since the 1800s, and is now well known as well because you can pick it up as worry stones in tourist shops. So many people will be familiar with it.
Fantastic. We have Rinvale House Hotel down here. Have a lot of their some of the rooms in the, or some of the bathrooms in their rooms actually have Connemara marble. And I think going back in a number of years, people are saying, "Oh, the hotel should update itself a little bit and change all that because it is green. It is kind of dark." But now the significance, they may have been onto something and think, "Well, we're well ahead of the posse here."
Well, I think that's true. In Trinity and with colleagues here in the University of Galway and the National Museum, and also talking to quarry owners and operators in Connemara, we have been trying to advance the importance and the cultural and significant and scientific importance of Connemara marble globally. So we've been actively engaged in that at the moment.
Fantastic. And it has been designated a heritage stone.
Tell us,
what does that mean for Connemara marble?
Well, first of all, the background to that is a group of geologists, a large group of global geologists called the International Union of Geological Sciences, work through subcommissions and commissions. And there is a subcommission on heritage stone where they highlight the importance of stone types across the world, like Portland stone, Marikana marble, which is used for the Taj Mahal, Welsh slate as well. So these are stone types that are well known. And through a process of evaluation, the group that I'm involved with advocated for Connemara marble. And that took several years and several publications to get through. The importance really is we wanted a SEEK designation, and this has come through as a Connemara marble as a heritage stone, because we wanted to raise the awareness of the stone, raise the awareness of its history, and also hopefully see that it gets further use across the globe and also in Ireland as well.
I mean, the Joyce family own the marble quarry here in Connemara, and I've visited there because I had a friend that worked there, and I couldn't get over the saws they use, you know, the diamond tipped blades that they use for cutting. It must be savagely hard to cut.
It is it is quite a hard stone. It's a stone that has a sort of geological history going back 900 million years. First of all, it was a limestone, so it was deposited in very shallow water, nice warm water. There was a bit of mud in there as well. And then about 600 million years ago, there was a major mountain building event where two continents collided, and the whole lot of this limestone became metamorphosed and altered. And so new minerals grew, like serpentine and talc, within that stone. So it's not actually terribly hard, and as such it takes a really nice polish. And so it's fairly easily cut, but the working of it into the slabs, the working of it into columns that were widely used. You go to somewhere like Kylemore Abbey Church, there are Connemara marble columns there. Go to the cathedral in Galway, and there you can find flooring in Connemara marble, and also in St. Joseph's Church in Clifton at the altar. So it was used as a decorative material because it could take a nice cut, a good carve, and also could be highly polished.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Gothic church to you because those little columns, and I don't know, there's green and there's brown and white ones. I wonder, are they all, they're not all Connemara marble, I'd imagine, are they?
No, they're not. There's actually a variety of materials there. Mm-hmm. And a project that I'm involved with called Stone Built Ireland, myself and Louise Caulfield, who's the research fellow on that project, we've been documenting stone across Ireland and looking at that church. There's certainly red limestones from Cork. There's black material from Galway, from near Merlin Park and Loch Corrib. There is also material from Armagh, which is a light brown material. So in Victorian times, there were a lot of limestones that could be polished, and from limestones from across Ireland. And these were polished, and they're called marbles, but geologically they're not a metamorphic rock, but be that as it may, they are beautiful.
They are beautiful, really are beautiful. There was a man here, John Mong, and I'm sure we wouldn't mind us mentioning his name, used to make fireplaces with Connemara marble years and years ago. And I'd say a lot of houses around Connemara may still have those fireplaces in situ. And maybe they're going to come back into fashion.
Well, I would certainly hope so. There are some beautiful examples going back to the time of Richard Martin, who built Ballinahinch House, which is now the hotel. Mm. And there's a fantastic marble fireplace in there. There are more in Dublin, more in Connemara. I believe there may be some in Buckingham Palace, but I might not be right. I've never got in to have a look. But I would hope that, you know, with this designation and with the increased awareness, that the stone will be further utilised for decorative purposes.
Yeah.
Like at the moment, it is used, you know, the material that comes from recess is cut into panels. They're bookmatched. They're basically laid in a sort of symmetrical pattern and used for decorative purposes in hotel bathrooms and foyers and indeed in private commissions in houses. So I would hope that this designation at least will make people say, wow, that's beautiful, that's Irish, I must get it.
Yeah. Will it up the price?
That's not for me to say.
The other thing, Doctor, would you be able to, if you did actually get into Buckingham Palace, would you be able to recognise Connemara marble straight off?
Yes, you would, yes. And the critical thing about it is when you look at it, it's swirly. It's, as it metamorphosed, the materials basically separate out into pale bands and into dark bands. And that gives it a beautiful texture. It also comes in a variety of different colours. Like there's a sepia, slightly brownish colour in some of those. There's a rare white material with green flecks that is rarely quarried, but was in the past. And there's what we would call sort of our typical light Connemara marble. Yes, certainly it should. Most people should be able to recognise it. But indeed, on the market there is Irish green marble, which is probably Chinese and hasn't come from Connemara, so that would be a concern to me.
Yeah, definitely. So it's fantastic. We always knew Connemara marble was nice, but I think it's time we kind of refocused our attention, and every house, really, or not every house, but certainly some houses should have some bits of Connemara marble in them. And just to continue, I suppose, you know, it's not every day, I suppose, a stone gets designated as a heritage stone, so we should really appreciate that.
Well, I certainly hope so. Like Connemara marble is now only one of 32 heritage stones globally, you know, and it's the first of the Irish decorative and heritage stones to be designated. So I would hope that people will be aware of it and they'll say, yes, I'm not going to go out and get that particular material if I can use some Connemara marble inside. It's best used inside. Hopefully they will go with it.
Absolutely. Well, the people down around the burn will be really jealous their stone hasn't made it. Dr. Patrick Wise, thanks a million for taking time. Why, Patrick Wise Jackson, thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning. And as we said, we always knew Connemara was special. We're even more special now.
Great. Lovely. Nice talking
great
to you.
Great to talk to you too. Take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That's Dr. Patrick Wise Jackson there, associate professor of geology at Trinity College, and of course curator of the Geological Museum at Trinity College. So it's great to have Connemara marble up there with the best of them.